relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You are listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
I'm very excited. I don't know who really inherits Rush Limbaugh's slot because he had several companies that syndicated him. Dan Bongino here in D.C. doing a fine job. And today, is it today's news? Buck Sexton, that's today's news. Buck Sexton will be inheriting that slot as well with a new co-host, Clay Travis. That's going to be on fire. Buck, congratulations. Nobody can replace Rush Limbaugh. But with people like that, we're going to have more freedom fighters broadcasting to millions of listeners. And let's remember, the one element of society that we still own as patriots is talk radio. Dan, Godspeed. Buck, Godspeed. I know you will do just fine. Before we get to your calls, don't go anywhere. James Anthony Antoinette. Got to play just a little montage, given the fact that there's been a reversal. This is from justthenews.com. Alex Nitzberg. Facebook will no longer eliminate posts that allege coronavirus is man-made or manufactured. This is the official quote from Facebook. In light of ongoing investigations into the origin of COVID-19 and in consultation with public health experts, we will no longer remove the claim that COVID-19 is man-made or manufactured from our apps. We're continuing to work with health experts to keep pace with the evolving nature of the pandemic and regularly update our policies as new facts and trends emerge. Why? You're a social media platform, not a publisher. Or did we get something wrong when we gave you immunity from libel prosecution under the 230 clause? What is Facebook? Why is Facebook consulting with public health experts? What is your response? Are you a government agency? Are you a news provider? Because you said you weren't. And that's why you have immunity. I think you just admitted that you are a publisher, Mark Zuckerberg. And you should be stripped of your immunity. All right, let's go to your calls. Let's go to Anthony, North Carolina. Welcome aboard, Anthony.
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. Gorka. Hey, I think Fauci, he didn't release the virus, but it was created to advance his research on the coronavirus. So Fauci-Stein's monster was funded by the taxpayers. I mean, the money line goes right back to them. And Wuhan just leaked it. China is to blame, too, for leaking it because they got a crappy lab. I mean, you know.
You're kind of losing me there. So what are you saying Fauci did?
That's Fauci-Stein's monster there.
Is
Fauci-Stein's monster.
I don't understand. He wanted to kill 500,000 Americans?
No, he was doing he needed to gain of function research to advance his research he was doing in the States. I don't think he created it to kill people. I think he created it. He was going to try to make a vaccine or see what the outcome
is. That's all hypothesis. And at the end of the day, you know, Anthony, the bottom line is the guy doesn't do any research. He's an old bureaucrat. He hasn't been in a lab for, I bet, 20 years. So he bears responsibility for the federal funds he approved through a cutout to a communist level 4 virology lab. But the idea he was doing it to promote his own research, I guarantee you, Anthony, that man hasn't put on a hazard suit and gone into a virology lab to do dangerous research in at least 20 years. It's an interesting theory, no? Let's go to James, Columbus, Ohio, line 4. Welcome, James.
I think that Trump will win the next 4 years with DeSantis as his VP. And then I think DeSantis will run for the next 8, and he'll win the next 8, having 12 years in the White House.
Possibly. I'm not sure, however, that DeSantis could run by himself for president, but the idea that he brings something to a Trump ticket by himself, because usually, and I know everything changed in 2016, James, usually the Veep pick is somebody who brings a different demographic, a different part of America, a different region of America. I'm not sure two very Trumpian figures, Donald Trump himself, and then Ron DeSantis. I don't think you bring any added constituency with Ron on the ticket. James?
I think DeSantis will run after him with Ted Cruz as his VP.
That's never happening. Never. What did Matt say? A snowball's chance in heck. I like that phrase. The idea that Ted Cruz would run as anybody's vice president, if I were a betting man, I would put $1 million on that right now. He would run for president, and he's tried to, but to be second fiddle to anybody else, out of the question. But thank you for your call, James. Let's play. I promise the montage of the mainstream media telling you for a year until this week that, it's a debunked conspiracy. Donald Trump is just conspiring crazy ideas when he talks about the Wuhan lab's connection to the coronavirus. Audio cut 11.
Because we don't know where the novel coronavirus came from yet, the conspiracy theories fill the void.
I'm telling you, the Chi-Coms are trying to weaponize this thing.
Conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh, with zero proof, suggesting a Chinese bioweapon lab is to blame.
This question about the Wuhan lab, we know that it's been debunked.
Those same agencies now have been tapped with investigating one of Trump world's most favorite conspiracy theories.
This week, Donald Trump is still pushing the debunked bunkum, despite his own intelligence community's findings that is simply not true.
Coming up with a conspiracy theory to try and foment xenophobia has just as much factual support as taking Clorox.
He can't just sit back and let the doctors and the scientists do their jobs. He's got to chime in.
He may pick up the conspiracy theory that this was some weapon.
People don't keep bats in captivity. Complete baloney.
We don't need to invoke conspiracy theories.
This is just another example of the president trying to change the narrative from his own failings.
If you look at the evolution of the virus in bats and what's out there now, it's very, very strongly leaning towards this could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated.
What a fabulous montage. I just have one question after that montage. How did Al Sharpton get a TV show? I still do not understand. Antoinette, California, line 3. Welcome back to America First.
Hey, Dr. G. Thank you so much. And welcome back yourself.
Thank you.
Voice of the Voiceless, we are strong. We're there every Friday, 4:30 to 6:30. But we also were at Tuesday at the Board of Supervisors trying to protest that vaccine passport nonsense. We went there early.
So hang on. For people who don't know who you are, which Board of Supervisors, where were you, Antoinette?
Orange County, California, Southern California.
So tell us what you experienced.
Well, they said they were going to have the meeting in the morning, and they didn't, of course. They kept postponing it. They didn't do... We were there early in the morning, and then around 1:30 is when they decided to allow some people speak. But we are fighting strong, and we got to continue to with our strength for this Memorial Day, that it's a blessed and peaceful day for this Memorial Day for all our heroes that have died for our country. That's the other thing I wanted to tell you.
Very, very kind. And we love hearing from you every Thursday, the update from the brave women who are the voice for the voiceless, who have, as Antoinette has shared with us, literally saved lives outside of those abortion clinics. If you want to join them, if you want to show your support, every Friday at the junction of MacArthur Boulevard and PCH, 4:30, 6:30 local time, please go and say hi to Antoinette. That's the corner of PCH and MacArthur Boulevard, 4:30 to 6:30 every Friday afternoon. God bless you for doing what you do and for your remarks on Memorial Day, where we will have a very special edition of America First with the big names. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be none other than Victor Davis Hanson for an hour. We're going to go deep dive. What is Biden doing to the military? What are the threats to America? Lord Conrad Black for an hour. And then a reprise of our exclusive interview for almost the whole hour with my old boss. You know who he is. Donald John Trump, the 45th president of the United States. That's Memorial Monday. Factor. It's real. It works. If you're in daily pain and nothing else has given you liberation from that pain, you've got to try this 100% drug-free product. Just listen to Deborah from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you. Wow, the hip pain is gone. That could be you. That should be you. Find out today at relieffactor.com. Order your 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you by the end of those 3 weeks, Dr. G's guarantee, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me and Deborah and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
He never rests. My Salem colleague, he's been in radio. He told me on the platform in Phoenix 2 days ago, 40 years. What did he start? Age 10? Mike Gallagher snatched me from a VIP reception before an amazing event for the Patriot 960 channel there in Phoenix to rope me in to an amazing idea. The Angel Tree camps this summer for children who've lost a mother or father to prison help break the cycle and to get as many kids as possible to the camp. This is what Mike came up with, and here's what he recorded with me.
Dr. Gorka and Professor Harold Hill, I mean Gallagher, let's do this. Let's you and me make an offer to our listeners. Here's my idea. If a listener makes a $5,000 tax-deductible donation to our prison fellowship campaign, which will send, do the math, $200 per kid, $5,000, you will get a personal Zoom call with Mike Gallagher and Seb Gorka. I better put your name first. With Seb Gorka and Mike Gallagher, a Zoom call. You and I will get on the call with that listener. They can ask us anything. We can talk about politics. We can talk about the Biden disaster. We can talk about the border catastrophe. It's a $5,000 donation, $2,500 goes to your campaign, the Dr. Gorka campaign. $2,500 goes to the Gallagher campaign. What do you think? Are you in?
For 25 kids, let's do it. Ask any question you want. Mike might even sing you a song. I don't know. Let's do it, guys. It's Let's do it, guys. A brilliant idea. We've already had two buyers. You are potentially saving lives. You can donate any amount you want right now at sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. But if you drop $5,000, $2,500 for me, $2,500 for Mike Gallagher's donations, well, you're going to get that Zoom call with me and Mike G. Do it today. We'll have a lot of fun. Call this number right now, 703-585-3668, to leave your contact details. You make the donation. We'll set up the Zoom call, and the rest is history. Make a big difference today. Call 703-585-3668. Now, time for a very special guest for two segments here on America First. I never even expected I'd get him on my show. He was so important, way above me in the White House. He ended up as Deputy National Security Advisor to Mike Pence, Chief Strategist to the Vice President of the United States, good friend of mine. And just, he told me, you got to tell everyone, all 3 million of our listeners, he's just an all-around amazing dude. Tom Rose, welcome to America First.
The G-Man, how are you, Doc?
I like that, the G-Man. I am very well, much better for hearing your voice. And I forgot to say, you're just, you know, you're a radio guy, like Mike Pence was.
Well, like Dr. G is, like the G-Man.
I'm a newbie. I'm a newbie. I'm a neophyte. You're a pro.
No, this is, you're good. You are good, man. I have to tell you, whenever Dr. G, the G-Man, is walking through the halls of the White House, it was like Moses in the Red Sea. It split apart. People would hit the walls on each side.
In a good way, right? In a good way.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Except the one person, I have to share this with you, a little inside baseball. What a weirdo she was. Whenever she heard my voice, wherever we were in the West Wing, she would stop and start screaming. And Omarosa would say, "Oh, Sebastian Gorka, the most amazing voice in the White House." And she did it more than once a day. Tom, not normal. I'm sorry, just not normal.
Well, she was your hire.
Oh, you're a sneaky bugger. No, she most definitely was not. And I'm so glad that she has now disappeared from polite company. Okay, Tom, let's get down to business. Follow this man on Twitter right now, Tom Rose Indy, E-I-N-D-Y, for obvious reasons. Tom, you reached out to me so we could have a chat in front of our listeners, our viewers on Rumble, about how they're going after Marjorie Taylor Greene, the comments she made a couple of days ago. We can talk about that, but we've got much bigger fish to fry with your expertise on foreign policy, what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening with anti-Semitism in America. But first, let's start with the reason you reached out. Your reaction to the comments made by MTG.
She, in a speech the other day at in Congress, one of these 60-second moments that they have, made a silly analogy. She was talking about vaccination, the compelling coercive nature that government is assuming to force people to get vaxxed, and referenced the desire in some states to mandate vaccinations as equivalent to the Nazis ordering Jews to wear the yellow star. Now, that was not a smart thing to say. It really wasn't. It was kind of a silly analogy. But she's being hammered and ridiculed, not just by the Democrat anti-Semites, which is rich in and of itself, and to be expected, but by Republicans. Kevin McCarthy, who I like, who I think is terrific in many ways, was instantly out of the gate to call her comments appalling and outrageous and disgusting. I don't think they were appalling and outrageous and disgusting. I think they were dumb. I think there's a huge, huge difference between ignorance and hatred. The comment, the analogy was poor, but there was nothing anti-Semitic about it, nothing at all. And we've got Democrats, Dr. G, to thank for reminding us about this fact, since in the past 2 weeks they've shown the entire country what true, unadulterated anti-Semitism looks like. It's just the whole thing was very troubling to me, not because so much the Democrat attempt to completely and totally marginalize her, But it's just too rich for words. How these first-class Jew haters, AOC, who's disgusting, Tlaib, who's just spews forth sewage every time she opens her mouth, and, I mean, the list goes on. Bernie Sanders, I don't care how he identifies himself or what he says he is. He's nothing but an anti-Israel hater. That these people accuse pro-Israel people of being anti-Semites, and they get away with it. And at the end of the day, Marjorie Taylor Greene is pro-America and pro-Israel. Yes. And as a religious Jew, that's all I care about.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, Tom, was there anybody on the institutional right in the last 3 weeks during the 4,000 rockets being launched on Israel who made the moral equivalency argument between Israel and Hamas that members of Congress with a D after their name did?
Not a one.
Yeah.
AOC, of course. And this, forget about Israel and Hamas. Remember when AOC compares ICE agents and Border Patrol agents to Nazi concentration camps?
This is crucial. So when you do the Hitler or Nazi analogy from the left to attack Republicans,
you're solid.
You're safe. The Washington Post will even retweet you. But if you are a pro-Israeli, pro-Jewish American conservative, and you use any analogy referencing the Third Reich or Hitler, oh, well, that's just verboten. That can't happen. We've just scratched the surface. So much to discuss with my good friend, former White House colleague, former Deputy National Security Advisor to the Vice President. He is Tom Rose, and this is the Salem Radio Network. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't you dare touch that dial. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine, 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I feel like the old band is getting back together when you've got good buddies who are in the trenches, in the arena with you, and now they can be your guest on your national show. That's what we're doing right now. Former Deputy National Security Advisor for the Vice President of the United States, Tom Rose, with us. Follow him on Twitter, at Tom Rose, I-N-D-Y. Tom, I have to talk about two issues in this segment, the rising anti-Semitism in America. As an Orthodox Jew, your take on it. But first, what's happened in the last 3 weeks in the Middle East? Some people are talking about a conscious effort to dismantle everything the Trump administration, Jared, Jason, David Friedman accomplished with the Abraham Accords. Is that what we're witnessing, Tom?
Well, I think we see that all around. I think that's kind of the Rorschach test for the entire administration. We've seen it in the last 36 hours vis-a-vis the origins of the Wuhan virus. Every act of this administration is an attempt post facto to crush Donald Trump. This is what the media is doing, the establishment doing. That's what matters. However, and whenever, and in whatever circumstance they can, whatever Trump favored, they oppose. Whatever he opposed, they favor. I mean, remember hydroxychloroquine?
Yeah.
How does a medicine, how does a pill become political? A chemical compound that's 75 years old. It's been used all over the world, most effectively in some circumstance, probably not in others. Donald Trump comes out and makes a comment that he thinks there could be promise in it, then immediately from that instant on, that medicine, its pros or cons notwithstanding, had to be destroyed. And anyone who advocated
We will be discussing exactly that issue with Fox News medical expert Nicole Sapphire in the last hour. You've got to hear what she has to say about hydroxychloroquine and the Wuhan lab cover-up. We're talking to Tom Rose, my former colleague from the White House, a great American. Tom, Biden's Jewish outreach advisor tweeted that Jews in America should hide their kippahs, should take off the thing that identifies them as Jewish and put the yarmulke in their pocket. Is that what we've come to? Is that what America stands for, Tom?
That's fighting anti-Semitism Joe Biden style. And if I can infringe upon a confidential and private text exchange I had with the famous Dr. Sebastian Urca, I got a note from him last night, folks, with the link to that story. And I believe your direct words were, where the yarmulke, carry a Glock, something like that. It's terrible and pathetic and too predictable.
What would have happened in 1948 if that was the attitude of the Jews who'd survived the Shoah and the Holocaust, Tom?
There wouldn't be a state of Israel. I can turn it around. What would have happened in 1938, Dr. G, if in Europe there was a Second Amendment?
Wow. Yeah, indeed. It cannot be said any other way. America does, Tom, have an anti-Semitism problem. But today, its institutional heart is in the Democrat Party. And let me ask you, I'm not Jewish. You have the authenticity to answer this question. As far as I'm concerned, Donald Trump was the most philo-Semitic president since 1948 and the reestablishment of Israel. Is that hyperbole?
I don't even think that's something that can be argued about. He never in 4,000 years of Jewish history, with the possible exception of Cyrus the Great, the Persian emperor in the 6th century B.C., who ended the first exile by allowing Jews to return to the Promised Land, to Israel, after the Syrian destruction of the first Jewish temple in 586 B.C. No single man did more to protect, defend, and promote the Jewish state than President Donald Trump. And I think that, again, we were referencing this a couple of minutes ago. I think that also, in addition to pure Israel hatred and anti-Semitism, is a major driving factor behind the far left's attempt to further delegitimize Israel because Donald Trump was so supportive of her.
Yeah. He's one of the men I am proud to call a former colleague and a friend who made the incredible foreign policies of the Trump administration, especially with regard to the Middle East, possible. Follow him, Tom Rose, INDY. Hope to see you. I know you don't want to come here, but hope to see you in the swamp sometime in my studio, because that's where we need you fighting again. If there's a second Trump administration, Tom's the kind of person we need in it. God bless you, Tom. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your call's next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you straight from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
We have to use stronger terms here. We need to tell the truth. The left right now is segregationist. We need to start saying that over and over again. They are the party of segregation. That is what they are calling for. They are obsessed with race. They want your children to know that they are either oppressed or they are privileged. And by the way, talk about people to appeal to. We live in a country that is largely biracial. Could you imagine what it is like for me, who has a biracial child, who is being told that your child is going to be literally taught in the school system that they are either half oppressed or half privileged? There's no space for these people.
Candace Owens, somebody called in, had to drop off, sadly, who said Donald Trump has to run for president for 2024 with Candace Owens as the Veep. That's interesting. Question, is she old enough? I don't know if she's old enough. And by the way, as you just heard, she's just had a baby. I don't know if that's what we want to do to a young mother, but it's an interesting concept, and she's so right. Whether it's talking about the Democrats and their new political plantations, they used to have real plantations, now they have political ones, or whether... What? That's what I thought. She's not old enough, right? She's not old enough. So
yeah, she's 32, 35 is the age.
Right. She's got three more years, so maybe next time, maybe. But it's an interesting concept. Who? And please, I get the Ron DeSantis thing. I get it. But I want to hear the other proposals for vice president for Donald Trump for a second term. Whether it's talking about the political plantation the Democrats have created or whether it's the segregated nation that they're already creating in colleges and schools. She's a truth teller extraordinaire. Unlike, what's Cena's name? Is it John? What was he? Was he a wrestler? Bit of a meathead. Did some great charity work. I've seen some of the videos about what John Cena did in charity work, which is commendable. And then he was in movies. I think he's in the new Fast and Furious. But then he said something about Taiwan. And he called it a country, which it is, John Cena. It is a country. But then somebody reached out from Beijing, took John Cena's shriveled testicles and squeezed them very hard. And what did he do? He did this. Play cut.
你好，中国，这是焦西娜。我必须说，现在，在速度与
He recorded a video of himself. He didn't look very good. He looked like something out of Team America. He looked like a marionette. The eyebrows, dude. I mean, seriously, do something with the eyebrows. Where for minutes on end, in Chinese, I guess it's not Cantonese, he apologized. He apologized. Who to? Oh, communist China. What did he apologize for? For calling Taiwan a country. Because China wants to gobble up Taiwan. John, I know you follow me on Twitter. And, you know, when I found that out yesterday, I was flattered until I realized you're a coward. You're a panderer. Because you're in Hollywood's movies, when China pulled Hollywood's string, they grabbed you by the short and curlies, and you complied. You're a coward, John Cena. Impress us. Record another video in English for Taiwan where you say, I was wrong. I believe in freedom and I don't believe in communism. Or will you stay a coward? So disappointing. Let's go to your calls. Jared, California, line two. Welcome to America First, Jared.
Hi, how are you doing today? Thanks for taking my call. So I'm sure Tom Rosie sounds like a great guy, and I'm Jewish, by the way, and as well. And I just took issue with him and other Republicans coming down on Marjorie Taylor Greene. I just don't get it, you know.
But he didn't come down on her. He didn't come down on her. Yeah, he said it was wrong.
He said it was dumb, though. You know, he said it was dumb, you know. And I think it's really not that crazy. You know, it is similar.
There's an issue of degrees, right? When you're talking about 6 million people murdered and being burnt in crematoria in death camps, you know, I love MTG and she's a fighter, but there probably are better analogies. And you know what really is a good analogy? What Gina Carano did. That post, Jared, on Instagram, where she had that photograph of that German woman chasing that other German Jewish resident who had been stripped almost naked. And she said, it doesn't start with the death camps. It starts with one individual, one group dehumanizing the other individual, the other group. She was canceled. She lost her job. Disney fired her. She's fine now. She's back. Daily Wire's hired her. But that analogy, which some conservatives even then said was clumsy, was in fact a perfect analogy. They are dehumanizing conservatives in America, and that would have been maybe. I'm not going to tell MTG what to say. She's going to represent her district in Georgia. The point here is the double standards of the left, Jared, who have been talking about Hitler analogies since the cows come home, and also the rhinos. The rhinos, Jared. That's maybe our biggest problem.
Of course. What I'm saying is she's not talking about 6 million dying. She's talking about wearing the yellow star, which is similar to ostracizing people. She's not going any further than that. I hope people are intelligent enough to get the nuance of that. You know, obviously,
it's good question.
But, you know, she's down there fighting on the floor of the House every day for Republicans, slowing down the Democrat agenda. No one's giving her any support. And I'm just saying she's an amazing woman. We just... You know,
oh, no, she's great. And very quickly, thank you, Jared. Stay on the line. But first, what did CNN do? Mr. G, you said they were super sneaky when they covered, or rather didn't cover, MTG. How did they cover it?
Yeah, they said that she said something that was so bad, so anti-Semitic, that they were not going to replay it.
It was so bad, we're not going to show it because it wasn't bad. Yeah, that's CNN, which has lost 70% of their viewership. Stay on the line. Let's give Jared a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Yeah, our bigger problem isn't the left. Crazy. We know that. It's the cowards on the right. And it's also the apologists for dictators like John Cena. Grow a pair. Maybe you didn't take steroids, but now you really need to grow a pair. We're coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. More of your calls. The call board is full. Don't go anywhere. Juan, Phil, Bob. This is the Salem Radio Network Relief Factor. 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? I've been taking it for, almost 2.5 years now. I had a low back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor, and just 2 weeks later, I was pain-free. And that's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those words should make you know what your correct decision should be. Pain-free. Find out today if this is the answer for you. Order your 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me and thousands of Americans and Yvonne. Call 800-500-8384. That number again, write it down. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Texas now becomes one of at least 20 states that will have a law on the books that it lets you carry a handgun without a permit. It's a move conservative backers are hailing as historic. And it sort of comes in line to this idea that those on the right have been trying to sell that the Second Amendment is somehow a right that cannot at all be mitigated at all or somehow put any sort of check on it.
Do you mean like shall not be infringed? I think I've heard that for... Oh, yeah. It's in our Constitution. It's in the Bill of Rights, you cretin, Chuck Todd. Conservatives don't have to sell the concept of a right that can't be mitigated because it says so in the Second Amendment. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Let's post that video. He's such a moron. Let's have fun with Chuck Todd. And what is it with his haircut? Seriously. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Juan in Texas, line one.
It's in our Constitution.
Thank you, doctor, for taking my call.
Sure.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I appreciate you taking my call. And I wanted to thank you for your book, The War for America's Soul. and give you my two cents on how it can be won.
Quickly, we've got other callers. Quickly.
Through Christian unity.
Okay.
Because of just two quick scripture verses, short.
No, I mean, we're not doing scripture verses on the radio. Everybody's got a Bible and they've read it, but I agree. Christians have to come together and they have to stop the oppressors. Thank you, Juan, and thank you for your kind comments on the War for America's Soul. You can get your own copy at sebgorka.com. Let's go to Bob in Georgia, line 4. Welcome, Bob.
Hey, Dr. G. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, so Christy Noem.
Yeah, what about her?
VP.
No. Come on. Come on, she's a fake conservative. Do you see what she did when it came to transgender a month ago?
I did, but still think about it. We're talking about the women vote, right?
No. I'm not buying the women vote with a fake conservative who won't protect our girls.
You may not, but I'm going to tell you, under Trump, she's not going to have any choice but to be what she needs to be. And I think we don't compromise.
We don't have fake conservatives at the top of the ticket right under Donald Trump. What kind of a message is that sent to real conservatives that a woman who would throw young women under the bus at high school, college, athletic events should be the vice president? Are you kidding me? Why should we do that, Bob? She's a fake. She betrayed the young women of America. She's not real. If she apologizes, if she does a mea culpa, maybe. But right now, she proved herself for what she is. She's a fake and a fraud and a coward. Keep them coming. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C.